gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Potty Mouth Poopcast. You suck at this, man.
What?
Well, it's the. There's a
no,
the.
No, it's not the.
It's the Potty Mouth Poopcast.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
How do you not know the name of our own show?
We will settle this some other time. Welcome to this whatever podcast it is. I'm Carla Serrato.
About it. And
I'm. Oh, you fuck. This is a great intro.
Aren't they all, though?
This is Carla Serrato, and who are you?
I'm Sarah Sophia Serrato.
Okay.
And we are sisters.
And we are sisters. So how's your week been?
It's been good. I cooked a lot.
Oh, yeah. You were, like, on fire last
yeah.
night.
I actually missed out on one of our friends' concerts because I was still at home cooking up a storm.
Yeah, you were.
Making eggs and casseroles and...
Gonna be so
green
good.
Beans, meatloaf. What else did I make? A lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then the worst part is washing all the dishes.
Oh yeah, that's the fucking worst. Even when you're using the dishwasher.
I did not use a dishwasher because sometimes I feel like that takes more time and energy than just washing them.
Yeah, just get it done in 30 minutes
and
then you're done.
And then I'm done. So there was like, I felt very Tetris-y. Because, you know, when you gotta put all the dishes there, and he was like, they've gotta all fit in this little thing.
I'm gonna
So I
make
had to
it
assess
fit.
The entire row of all the dishes that needed to be washed. And I was
wow,
like,
wow,
okay,
look at you.
Gotta do the utensils, then the flat stuff, then the stuff that goes underneath, then the things that can go on top like a little cave. Yeah.
Okay.
I did a really good job.
Yeah, I believe you did. And I can't believe that you came out for the rest of quote unquote girls' night.
Yeah. These bitches called me or texted me, like at 10:30, and they're like, you want to come over and have like the rest of girls night? And I was like, no, but I'll do it. I was so tired.
And we had some wine, and my mom said some really inappropriate things that I can't unhear.
Yeah.
Oh, having to do with
you
things.
you should say
I am not saying it. It's our mom. I can't. But let's just leave it at that. She said some really inappropriate things about penises.
Yeah. Face.
Like, it's bad. I can't even say it on this podcast.
Why not?
We are potty mouths, but I can't be free myself right now. This is not for me to be free.
All right.
Anyway, I'll tell you about the
look
muffins
you,
I
look
baked.
Look at you being all respectful.
I'll say other things about my mom, but not the funny.
Not the funny, hilarious shit that she says about
penises.
Penises.
Exactly.
Or is it peni? Like cacti? When you talk about
penises.
Multiple?
Okay. Let me tell you, I'm dying
guess
to tell
we're
you.
Moving on.
I'm dying to tell you. No, I'm not.
Fuck you. Well, tell us. What?
Oh.
You said I'm dying to tell you this, and so I waited. What?
Oh, nothing. I mean, okay, yes, something. So I made some blueberry muffins, and that's what I cooked, and they were really good, and I made them with really super old cashew frosting. And I made them with super old blueberries, but they were still good.
They were delicious.
And the muffins are good, and I'm going to do it again.
Good.
And I'm going to keep doing it until I can't.
You should spike them with marijuana.
I really want to put some, like, beef in them, though. Not beef.
Beef?
Like turkey. I want to make them savory. Like blueberry. Can you imagine, like, blueberry turkey with onions and peas?
So, like, stuffing. You want to make stuffing.
No. I want to make, a blueberry pie. Oh, like a blueberry meat pie. I forgot to say the meat part. Stupid. On that note, we'd like to introduce a very special lady. Her name is Kristen Avilés. We'll find out if she says hello. Kristen is a friend of mine. What is funny? Are you still laughing about my blueberry pie? So, Kristen, some people call you K-10.
Uh-huh.
Why is that?
Kristen.
Hello. Just kidding. Because my name is Kristen. Spelled Kristen.
Oh,
you put the
Kristen.
Two and two together. It's
K-10.
Okay.
Yeah.
No other symbolic number 10 things. just
well. Also, I'm a 10 out of 10. So,
oh, that's
yes.
true.
Excellent. High five. 100%.
I get one too. Thank you.
Was awesome.
Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. Here all night.
I will concur. She's a 10.
So, my sister Sarah wanted to know where you heard about the Potty Mouth Poop. Excuse me, Potty Mouth Poop Cast.
Well, potty the mouth. I heard of it. I actually saw it on Facebook first.
Cool.
Because I'm friends with all of you on Facebook. And then I was like, oh my gosh, it's on iTunes? So.
Gotta get me on iTunes.
Now I see it on the podcast thingy. I honestly couldn't find it when I tried to search for it, though.
Uh-oh.
And then I, like, went through your Facebook and then found it. And
maybe you have to search for the
I think that's
potty
what,
mouth
I think
poop
that's
care.
What it was.
You are an ass.
I know. Search for it now. Find out.
I will. Okay. I'll do it on this.
Okay.
You keep asking stuff.
All right.
I will confirm.
Search it.
That I am correct.
Kristen, yes. You're from New York.
Yeah.
What are you doing in Chicago?
Yeah.
Chicago.
Chicago.
Do you hear the accents that people
Chicagoans?
Keep? Yeah.
Because Chicago. Did I say that?
Chicago.
Chicago.
Oh, no, I moved a booger around.
Okay. I actually don't even know what the Chicago accent sounds like.
Good.
I have no clue.
Good. You don't want to hear
THs
it, because then you'll
D's,
hear it all the time.
The bears.
Wait, say Chicago. Like
Chicago. Chicago.
Chicago.
It's an elongated, almost nasally A.
Chicago.
Like ma. Ma.
Like
what
Janice.
Are you doing, ma?
Janice.
It's like a foghorn that calls me. Oh, what is that? Monica, I'm blind. Wait.
Chandler Bing.
You can't live without me. So you're,
sorry.
You're
oh, yes. I'm here in Chicago. I came here for comedy. I'm the funniest person I know, so I needed to put it to use.
You're the funniest person I know.
Just kidding. No, actually, I did come here for comedy, though, because I wanted to see what I can do. Ugh. Am I doing anything? Who knows?
So did you think, oh, like, Chicago is where, you know, Second City is and all that jazz? Is that why you came here? Because, you know, there's also comedy happening in L.A., like with Groundlings, and there's comedy in New York. You could have done stand-up stuff, or are you not interested so much in that?
I want to try stand-up, but that's, I feel like that's so hard. Because that's, I mean, improv is also hit or miss, but, like, stand-up?
I could see you doing stand-up, and I would roll in my own urine from the laughter.
That's a sign.
See, I feel like I could do stand-up. What'd you say?
I said that's a sight. I would want.
Oh my god.
No, I don't stand up is so hard because like you have to actually like script that. You can't improv that.
Yeah.
And I think I would be so sad if I like scripted this and I was like, this is amazing, and then I go up and everyone's like,
not so much.
I don't think it 100% has to be scripted. I mean, you can kind of wiggle in other stuff if you see that it's not working.
Yeah, that's true.
You can tweak it on.
Like right improv.
Yeah.
You might lose your way, though. You could lose your
train.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't
well,
tried.
I mean,
I don't know what the fuck.
I'm not saying
a scientist,
like,
and I always know what I'm talking about.
I'm not saying go up there and, like, completely improv it. I'm just saying, like, you know, if you have your thing and then you feel like you can veer off depending on, like, what the crowd's giving you or not giving you.
Yeah.
Then with your improv skills.
That's true.
That would probably save your ass and keep you.
That
you
is know. True. Hmm.
In my opinion, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I mean, none of us do stand up, so
yeah, I don't do stand up.
So, like, when you came to Chicago, what were you thinking you wanted to do? Just like funny plays? Did you know you wanted to write your own stuff, maybe? Or
that's a good question. I'm still figuring out what I want to do.
Hey, you're young.
Yeah, I'm only 14. when I came here. I think I honestly was one of those people who were like, I have to come for Second City. And then I realized that Second City is nothing. I mean, not saying that it's nothing, but there's so much more.
It doesn't guarantee
more.
You anything.
It doesn't. And yeah. There's so much more. And there's, like, a huge talent mm-hmm. pool here.
Yeah.
And it's super cutthroat sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I didn't do improv either before I came here. And then I, like, just started last year.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, but, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So you've got a lot of natural chops there.
Let me look at my calendar. Just kidding, I don't use one.
Yes.
Which is why I'm stressed constantly.
What happened to the wood? You pulled one out one day.
I know I did. That was for one day.
Did you lose it? What happened to it?
No, I definitely just, like, I got tired of writing in it. It's like, this is too much work. So,
oh my god,
I use a calendar for one day, so like, that's enough.
That did the trick.
I'm booked. I suck.
So that's not bad, Kristen. Like, and do any of these pay?
No.
Okay.
But it's like exposure, which I think is what I need right now, because I feel like I'm not
exposed
a lot. I mean, I'm exposed other ways. I feel like I'm not that exposed in the comedy community. Like, if you were talking about certain improvisers or people, I feel like there's some people that you automatically know their name.
Huh, interesting.
And like, I'm definitely not one of those people that are like, I know her. She's great.
So is that kind of what you're going for?
Yeah. Yes.
To be known in the community?
I
want to
be more known in the community, yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's a good goal to have. And I think with what you're doing is, that's a good way to do
it. Very on track, I would say.
Yeah, totally. That's totally the right, I think, right track with your cool. Anybody, just jump right in, guys. I'm doing fine.
It was really fun watching that happen. That was fun. It's like, how long is she going to...
With your... mom.
I wanted to say career, but then I'm like, what the fuck are you saying? Okay.
No, it's okay.
This is totally the same thing.
Segway?
But like...
Vain.
Yeah, well, like, what's it like to be living the dream in Chicago after college, because you graduated, like, yesterday. So what do you love? What do you hate?
Well, since I graduated middle school and came here, it's been really fun.
That's right, you're 14. I forgot.
I'm not living the dream. Let me say that. I'm constantly, like, am I missing something? I don't know. I'm just...
Well, a planner would help with that.
You're so right. But then that would mean I'd have to check it, and then I'd have to write in it, and like...
Tote it around. And be like, what a fucking nightmare! Yeah.
That is so excellent. Much work. I don't have time for that.
What about a phone one?
That too. You want to see how many messages I have unopened on my phone right now?
I actually do.
Let's see. 62.
Just, oh my god.
And then 58 missed calls.
Oh, woman!
Ow! Sweet, so okay.
I just suck.
You are so popular.
No, they're from probably like last year.
Okay.
I gotta go through and delete, man. I just can't. Too much time.
So, like, do you like miss stuff a lot? Genuinely, do you just like forget to go to a thing?
No. I have a young brain.
Well, you do. It's true.
I do. So I never miss anything. Like, if I'm needed somewhere and if I committed to something, like, I won't miss it. Mainly because people will be like, hey, reminder. This is tonight. And I'm like, oh my god. So I usually have everything set. And also, like, everything that I normally do is with close friends. So we're going to be talking about it anyway. Yeah. And they're going to be like, hey, like, remember this we have on this date. And I'm like, okay, perfect. Thank you.
What are you wearing to that one thing? Oh, that's right. Yes, I'm
literally.
I already have it planned out.
Everything's planned, and I'm so excited to be there. I remembered. So I don't miss anything, no. And if I do, I mean, like, Breakfast of Champions is kind of, like, volunteer-based because there's so many people on that team. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, hey, who wants to play tomorrow? So, which is really nice because, like, especially when I'm in the show right now, I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, I can't do this right now on a Monday at 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then other weeks when I'm not working on a lot of shows and stuff, then I can be like, okay, I can afford to do this at 10 p.m. on my Monday night.
Yeah.
So it just depends.
Oh, wow. You are so busy. Mm-hmm. So...
Not did I know this about you.
So, let's see. What was I going to say? So, I'm going to ask you the dumbest question I can think of.
Yes.
Goals. Dumbest. Career. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Why do you want to work here?
Honestly, that's something I ask myself and cry every night.
Oh,
Kristen. Kate Pat. Hard-hitting interview.
No, it's like, I don't know, because I really want to be successful so bad, but obviously it's like hard.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know if I'm gonna, like, be in Chicago, which is weird. Like, I love Chicago and I want to stay here, but, like, if I get an opportunity somewhere else, I'm going.
Yeah, I'm totally the same way. Yeah.
And it's not like I've been applying to opportunities elsewhere, but I feel like soon, especially within this next year, I'm gonna... Like, this next year, I made my resolution already.
Ooh, what's that? Share too, please.
It's to do every single show that I get offered. Since Breakfast of Champions, I was talking about, is, you know, volunteer-based. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna volunteer every Monday. I'm gonna do home every Tuesday. I'm gonna go to every rehearsal for Ruse, which is on Wednesdays. I'm gonna do every opportunity and, like, try and get out there more, which is what I need to do. And audition. I freaking hate auditions. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna freaking start doing auditions. I'm gonna start doing them. Every single one that I see.
Yeah.
So, let's see if I can do it.
Yeah.
By February, I'm gonna be like, did you do an audition? No.
How many have you seen? 12.
I signed up. I didn't go.
I did that exact same thing not even a week ago.
Actually, auditions are what I miss a lot sometimes. Yeah. Like, I forget that I sign up for them. Because, like, I'll be in the moment and be like, oh, yeah, let me sign up. And then I'm like, I feel like I have to do something today, but I probably don't. No one told me. So, I'm doing really great. What was the question?
Living the dream in Chicago, what do you love, hate? It's cool.
I think Yeah, no, we got it.
Yeah.
I love my friends, honestly. Great. I've gained the best friggin' friends here, like, that I've ever had.
I would say so.
I really have. Like, everyone's so supportive and, like, holds me accountable for everything, which is what I need. I can't get away with being a snake here because my friends would be like, excuse me. So I definitely gained the best support system here.
Aww, that's good to hear.
Oh, absolutely.
So, Kristen.
Yeah, that's my name.
Tell us about your poops.
I've been waiting. Well, my favorite poops are the dads.
The dads?
Oh, what?
Day after drinking shits.
Oh, must
writing that down. Wait, is this an Urban Dictionary?
I don't know. Maybe. Probably.
We're going to have to look it up, and if not, you're applying.
Day after drinking.
Urban Dictionary.
We used to come up, we came up in college with the whole thing, like Miller Spillers, Coors Pours.
Beers.
What?
Like the types of poop you have after drinking the beer.
She's not a beer drinker, so she wouldn't know.
Okay. Sweet baby.
I know. I'm sorry. I drink real liquor.
That does, I'm a woman. That gets the job done faster, so I don't blame you. But yeah, dads are my favorite because they just come out so fast. And they're just like,
boom.
They just get the job done, and it feels, you can never have a dad and not feel good after.
That is so true. I mean, I've been, like, on the verge of puking my brains out, but it's like, well, what do I go to first, you know, like, which end do I place in the toilet right now? Sometimes I'll pick the, you know, the ass, and so, like, I'll sit down, and the poop will come out, and then I'll be like, I don't even have to puke anymore. I can feel like I can go drink again.
You'll get dad in the ass. Never. Be like, I just had my dad.
That's nasty, Carla. Why would you say it that way?
I just threw up in my mouth.
Gross.
Those are great.
Take it there.
It's like to say dads.
Dads, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's my
muscle. Takes a little bit of the sickness, disgustingness out of it.
Oh my god.
Absolutely.
Gross.
I think we need to hear about your pre-show routine.
Okay. Honestly, just silence.
Oh, this is going to be good.
No. I really don't even have a pre-show routine. I'm always nervous, like I'm about to shit myself, but I never have to poop. I literally just pent up my nerves, and then I just sit there and shake constantly. Like, my leg cannot stop, and I'm like, and then I make everyone around me nervous because I'm like,
this is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Stop. I just make everyone around me nervous because my energy is just like jittery.
Like a little chihuahua dog.
Literally, exactly. A chihuahua in the middle of winter is me. Before
that
a show.
Bear. That bear.
Oh, so cute.
Go look up a bear on the internet that's super little and shivering out in the snow.
It's a little bear cub.
A bear cub. A, bear, a cold bear cub. Google it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I don't really poop. Do you poop before shows?
No.
I can't.
Even if I have to, I'm going to wait.
Okay.
I'm going to wait.
You don't want to miss curtain call?
I don't. Yes. And then I don't want to be there, like, pushing if it's not, like, one of those easy poops.
That's true.
And, like, then having to, like, wait, and then it makes me nervous, and then it makes me tighten up even more, and then it makes it harder to poop.
Yeah, because, like, you don't relax your bowel.
And then you have to, like,
bowel.
Wipe, and it's usually not an easy wipe either. Mm-hmm. No, that's too much.
The kind where it gets all over your hand.
Unless it's... Stop! You have to do it, like,
a thousand wipes.
It's like a marker. I just keep wiping and wiping and wiping.
No. So, like, yeah. Kristen.
What?
Yes. No. What were you gonna say?
I did the other day. So my mom came into town.
Lovely woman.
Love her. She's great.
She is awesome.
My favorite person in the world. We got really drunk, all of us. After the show. And that night, I was, like, throwing up. Okay. I threw up in the Uber on the way home.
Oh, no.
It was great. No. She was so mad. But I had
inside the Uber?
No. Okay. I had my head out the window the entire time. Like, I knew I was sick. Mm-hmm. I was like, I feel like shit. So I kept my head out the window the entire time. But she was like, let me know. I'll pull over. Like, let me know if you need to throw up. And I was like, how am I supposed to let you know if I'm throwing up when I'm throwing up? Like, that, I can't do that.
Yeah.
So I just, like, had my head out the window, and then it just came out, and then I threw up on the side of the car, and she was like, oh, my God. And I was like, okay. Watch her listen to this, and she's like, you bitch. But I cleaned it. I got out of the car, and I cleaned it, and she was like, go finish puking, and I was like, I'm done. I was probably so mean.
Is this the Uber driver or your mom?
The Uber driver.
Oh, man.
I was like, don't talk to me like that. Yeah. Even though I puked on your car.
I mean, as an Uber driver, when you're driving out that late, you kind of take into consideration, like, you know, that's a very high possibility of getting, so you kind of have to just deal with it and not be a dick about it.
Yeah.
And hey, she did it outside the car.
Yeah. Yes.
What thank your lucky you stars.
It's going to rain tomorrow.
Exactly. I looked at the weather forecast. I should have just done that. It's going to rain.
It's going to rain tomorrow.
What was I saying? Oh, okay. So, that night was a blur. But when I got home, I, like, had to puke, but it wouldn't come out. Mm-hmm. So I was, like, just in the bathroom, like, on the toilet floor.
What?
Pelvic toilet.
We have a huge toilet.
Or maybe it's one of those Eastern Europeans or like
the toilet just where it's just the hole in the floor.
Oh, that's
I don't know.
Yeah, imagine. Like
I would hate that. But yeah, I was on the bathroom floor, like, trying to throw up, and then I guess I might have, I don't remember. But in the morning, I woke up, and I was like, okay, let me go pee. Take my morning pee. And when I went to go pee, I, like, wiped my butt, too, because, like, I always do. And there was poop in my butt. So, obviously, when you throw up and you, like, push really hard, I must have shit myself.
I must have.
But the evidence is damning.
It wasn't in my underwear. It was just in my asshole. And I was like, okay. So I slept like this. But it was fine. I took a shower after because I was like, who am I? I'm a shell of a human. I hate my life.
I just found poop in my butt.
Literally. Like, how do you not feel that? I'm mad.
My question. Oh, but Sarah, did you tell that one story? Yes, you did.
Which one?
Did about how that you didn't feel yourself peeing in college.
What?
And then you looked down and you said, somebody spilled their drink on me.
I don't remember this so much, but yeah, yep. It had been a really heavy night of drinking.
How do you not feel yourself peeing your pooping?
Because I crashed on, like, the bottom bunk, and then I think I got up because I ended up on the floor. So I must have gotten up to go to the bathroom and just, like, fucking, like, drunk tumbled. to the floor, and like I'm sure in the process, or maybe I was already, maybe I fell sitting down, and I was like, oh, I guess I'm on the toilet now, and just went. I don't know. I don't know like the process of it. I just know I woke up because I was like, why is like my pants are wet? I was like, someone spilled something on me.
You're immediate. Someone did it.
Someone.
It was America.
Thanks, Obama.
Oh, that was not the president at the time. Sarah was in college.
Thanks, Jefferson.
No, you laughed.
I'm kidding. Jefferson. It was the first Bush.
JK, no. It was the other one.
JK Rowling?
Oh my god, if she was president, that'd be so awesome.
I don't know. We don't really know her, do you?
I know her personally. We text.
We send napkins to each other.
In you the mean mail. Owls?
Oh my god.
I know, that was so lame.
Kristen, it's not lame. Yes.
What's your proudest bathroom moment?
Oh my god. That's a good one. Which
bathroom related?
Some not poops or
no? It could be poops. Anything. It could be snot. It can be anything nasty.
Ooh, my proudest bathroom moment. Okay, I do have. Okay, in college, I used to drink Four Locos all the time.
What is a Four Loco?
It's a crazy ass beer thing.
It's
that
so
I tried
bad.
For the first time at one of Kristen's parties.
Yeah,
because she makes freaking punch with it.
Yeah,
and you will die anyway.
But it tastes so good.
So what is it?
It's like it's kind of like a how do you compare it to? Have you ever had like a Twisted Tea?
No.
Or like a Smirnoff Ice?
Yes.
It's kind of like a terrible juice version. But it's like 14% alcohol in like a can.
Oh.
So you just drink one and you're like, depending.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, I used to drink them all the time. They used to have like energy drinks in them. I don't know if they still do have energy.
That's what I remember. I remember drinking something like that, but then I heard that it was changed. So I was like, I don't know what they changed it to.
Yeah. I think they just took out like as much energy stuff.
Because I remember that was like a hyper drunk.
Yes, exactly.
That's weird.
I mean, I still like energy drinks in them. So when I make punch, I put energy drinks in them. I want everyone to be crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, if I'm going to get crazy, you're going to get crazy.
I'm not going to be the only crazy one here.
I need no energy drink to be crazy when I'm drunk. I'm sorry.
That's true. Yeah.
Or like what's a Red Bull and vodka? Those are fun.
Oh, well, yeah.
Except for the vodka.
I did a lot of clubbing under those.
Okay. Nice. Anywho, what was that?
Crackly.
Oh, you proudest.
Oh, my poop. Really okay, yeah. Yeah, so poop. Since I drank Four Locos, when I would go to poop after, my poop would be lime green. Like, so green. No. I have so many pictures of them.
Share
them. You must share us.
If I still have them, because
we'll it
was.
On the thing.
I had so many phones. Ugh. God, I hate myself. Yeah, they would be the brightest, whoa, like neon green, and I would awesome. Immediately send them to all my friends because, like, we have like a poop group chat, honestly, where we always just send pictures next to each other.
Can you put those us on those?
That is
yeah.
So
I've had some great. Amazing turds.
I always take. Do you take pictures of your poop?
Every once in a while. Just depending on
I
the
think
interesting
it was just
moment.
The one time
of it.
That I sent it to Damien.
Really?
Because really,
yeah. Sometimes I'll see like figurines or like faces or,
or
like a heart
to.
Shape, you know, and I'll be like, oh,
yeah.
That's interesting. But then it makes me really sad because I'll take the picture and be like, there's no one I can send this to that would appreciate it.
Oh my god.
Like,
I would appreciate it.
Yeah. But you'd be, like, so disgusted.
Yes, I
have so many nasty poops in my phone.
All right, I'm ready.
I literally take so many poops. It's not green. It's just, like, there's some nasty ones. There was one. It looked like Chinese food, and I was like, wow.
Like, just little, like, nuggets of,
yes.
Like,
and
kung
like,
pao chicken?
Yes.
Ah!
I literally was like, wow, this is impressive picture.
And maybe a little noodle.
Some lemonade.
Let me find all my poop pics. I have so many. It's disgusting. Let's see what this one is. Ew. Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, no. Oh, yes. Okay.
We're about to see something very special.
Yeah.
It's green and black. Brown. I honestly don't even know if this is mine or my friend's. It looks like mine.
I hope it's yours.
You guys want to see it? It's green.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Let me turn my brightness up.
I'm doing this just in case I throw up. I don't think I will. I know what poop looks like.
Oh my god! It's like. It's like a fucking seaweed
my
salad.
My poop is looks like yours. Oh my god,
that is amazing.
It looks like
it is really green.
It looks like weed, right? Like that one, not weed.
That really does. Oh, like it looks like a nice hybrid,
like little nugs.
I want to find my Chinese food picture hybrid. Because that was my favorite one.
Oh my god,
just like freaking Chinese food.
I want someone to like hack into your phone and be like, yeah, I'm gonna use this phone, I'm gonna sell it or whatever.
And it's just poop.
That.
I have the weirdest videos. Oh, yeah. God. My humor is disgusting. Ew, I have too many poop. They're like not even. Because sometimes it'll just be like so long and I'm like, yeah.
My, those are the ones that I think I are impressive. Mm-hmm. I love my long,
big, solid.
Yes, length. One long. I was like, look at that.
It didn't masterpiece. Break.
Yes, it didn't break. And then it's like wow, look, like the inside of my colon really is that long. What yeah. more? Like,
oh, that's
I wanted
true.
To just keep going.
Yeah.
But too bad.
Can you imagine? It would fill up the entire toilet. Like, oh my more God. Than that.
Yep.
Ooh, I'll coil up like that.
Well, while you're still looking for good pictures,
sorry,
what's
yes.
your most embarrassing bathroom-related moment?
That's hard. I don't get embarrassed really that easily.
Okay.
I mean, I kind of do. It depends.
Well, what would a more prude type of person consider an embarrassing moment?
Yeah.
I would say maybe, like, something along the lines of finding poop in your butt that you didn't know was there.
I know, right? That's pretty embarrassing.
But, like, I was saying, I've had friends that have, like, crapped their pants.
Yeah.
And, like, it's not an unheard of thing, but, like, has it been in public? Have you ever pooped in public? I mean, what am I saying? Jump in any time.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to think. Did I poop in public? I don't know. I'm trying to think if I've ever pooped in public.
My car before.
Was that when you were like, you trusted a fart?
Oh, I trusted so many.
Yeah.
But were any of those in public? Home. Okay.
A couple. I think maybe one or two have been like at a gathering, like a social gathering of some sort.
Have you had to like excuse
and
yourself?
And I've been like, oh, nope. I just go immediately to the bathroom.
Like,
and
wipe it off.
Take care of that shit, yeah, and check the underwear and all that.
Take care of that shit, literally.
No, I have an embarrassing bathroom related thing.
Okay.
It's more on the female side.
All right.
It was definitely like, I feel like if I was on the other end, I'd be like, oh my god, you poor baby. So I was at a friend's house, mm-hmm. and we were just having, like, a small gathering, and this guy I had a crush on was there, and then...
I hate crushes.
I know.
It's like, why can't we just, like, be boyfriend and girlfriend
right?
and stop it?
We were sitting outside, like, in these chairs and stuff, and I felt the feeling of, like, when you get, you know, you've got your period, and you've got a big one that gushes out. It was...
No!
It was so much. So much blood.
Oh, no!
And it was... And so I just, like, there was nothing I could do besides just sit there and wait for everyone to leave or to get up.
Oh,
and eventually,
no.
we're like, yeah, let's go inside. And so we went in, and, like, I need to do something. Because it was, like, it was just, oh, my God, horrible. And I was so embarrassed, and I finally went to my friend, and I was like, you know what, so this happened, do you have any extra pants, or like something?
Yeah,
and
like something.
And now I ruined your chair.
Oh, no.
So it was horrible, and,
oh, no.
And she was so nice about it, too, but yeah, it was a horrible feeling, like no one wants to do that, and then,
well, sure.
Like, well, this girl's leaving her party in different pants, so two guesses as to what happened there.
Change.
I just want to get comfy.
I really don't think I've ever pooped in public. I did, when I was a kid, I had to poop really bad, and I was on a beach, and I was with my dad, and I was like, Dad, I have to poop so bad. Where do I go? Like, what do I do? And he was like, just go in the ocean. And I was like, okay.
Fuck you, you gross.
So I went to the ocean. And
you
just
went to the ocean? You go, Moana.
Well, little do you know, I look exactly like Moana. So I went into the ocean and just like, you know, you just pull it to the side and then just plop it out. And
oh my god, so your green ass poop is totally possibly that little green thing that Moana found trying to return it to us.
Wow.
Absolutely is.
Do you need some help out there on that limb?
Ah.
No, I'm not high-fiving
high five.
No. Okay, guys, I found my Chinese food.
Oh,
and let me tell you, it looks just like freaking Chinese food.
It's gonna make us hungry.
Oh my god! That is like fucking Mongolian beef on like white rice.
It is Chinese food.
Oh my god! Wait. Oh, it's the paper.
That's the rice part.
Oh my god! That is such a variance in it's color right? and shape and consistency. That looks very glossy as
I put
well.
I put a filter on it. Oh. To make it look more like Chinese food.
I filled up the whole bowl, girl!
I went through so many food pictures to find that one, so let me not.
Which one are you going to... Which one? Send us one.
Oh, which one do you want? I have so many. I'll send you all of them.
Oh, my God!
Let's, and
oh
you choose.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Okay. Oh, my God! Sick! Okay. So no pooping in public? Other than the ocean, because Sarah did that.
Yep. Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Every time I tell that story, people are like,
that was her. It's actually like in our first or second episode?
Yeah, like the second. I just had so many questions. Like, how old were you?
Yeah.
Was it a hard turn? Was it diarrhea? Did you move as you pooped?
That's
were there
true.
People around? Like...
Yeah. I have no clue. I was young. I was probably like 10 or something.
Did you like have to go like way out? Like
no, I didn't go out at all. I was like, I just did a like papa squat.
Oh my God. You were one of those little kids that are like totally obviously going in the ocean and they
to pee
in
like her boot.
Yeah,
this is Kristen.
That really was me though, because I was so stressed. Yeah. I was like, I have to poop so mad. But it was great. But I don't think I've ever shit myself in public. I, like, really can't recall. And I wish I was, like, one of those people that remembers their embarrassing moments. But, like, once it happens, I try to push it out of my memory. So.
Yeah.
That's healthy.
I don't know anything. Is it?
I don't know. I'm a scientist, but I only know so much.
You're smart. You go you.
Depending on the trauma, something you should speak
That of. Is so accurate. All my trauma is somewhere locked in a brain that I can't access. So...
The bulk.
Let me know, man.
This is what comedians are made of.
That's so accurate.
That's how you know they're good.
Oh my god. It's hilarious.
It's true.
It's so
horrible
true.
Because it's true.
Comedians hate them. Just kidding.
Oh my god.
Love them. I relate.
I remember all my...
That sounded like you just shit
yourself. I thought
you
were peeing.
Most of my embarrassing moments are either period related or peeing. I've gotten so smart about the whole peeing myself situation that I mostly just wear black pants. Because... And it's mostly when I'm working out because I just like... Ever the metabolism's going, and then all of a sudden I'm like, hey, you gotta go pee, you gotta go pee. And I can't get to the bathroom.
Why don't you go before?
What? I do. And then I have to pee again. Something is wrong with me. Anyway, so yeah, those are mostly my embarrassing things.
I mean, I definitely pee a little every time I sneeze. But, like, I feel like, does everyone do that? Because if not, I'm really sad.
No,
but I pee other times.
Okay, well.
Did you know? did I say this in one of the podcasts? There's different kinds of incontinence.
Yes.
And mine is probably anxiety related.
The anxiety one, yeah.
Continence?
Incontinence. So kind of
it's
my,
when, like when you can't
when you
really
can't
hold your pee.
So like it happens a lot to women after they have babies, mm-hmm. natural birth, but it can happen to anyone at any time. Mine is very likely that like an excited chihuahua. Mm-hmm. You know?
That is 100% you. Like I'm not surprised at all.
Spaz is exhausting.
You're burning
like
all this energy, though.
That's true. Just like...
let's ask a few more things and then, you know, like...
Ask me.
Ask something else.
Ask away.
Ask away.
Tell us something about yourself that no one would guess.
Ooh. Wow, that's really hard. Hey, what do you think you don't know about me?
Well, about 5 minutes ago, I found out that you taught yourself how to play the guitar.
Yes, that is true. In high school, I taught myself how to play my guitar because I was bored, and I was like, what should I do? So I taught myself to play a guitar. But I don't know how to do it anymore, so, like, I lost my calluses, and I lost everything. people probably wouldn't guess is I'm so freaking competitive. I'm sorry, I just totally derailed.
Oh no, that's fine.
And this is it.
And now for the sketch section.
Well, I'm super competitive, like in board games and video games and like any type of game. I'm so competitive. I get so angry.
Oh no, it sucks
because even if I meet someone for the first time and we're playing a board game together, I will still be like, as if I'm with a friend and I'm like, yeah, so gonna be the best. So it's something that's not, I'm not proud of. But due to that, I get really invested in movies. So I will watch a series, and if something happens that I don't like, I stop watching it.
Oh.
And like if someone gets with the other person and I wanted them to be with like another person,
yeah,
I will literally turn it off and never watch it again.
But what if the tides turn? What if the tables turn, Kristen?
Well, that is when I talk about it with someone and then they're like, no, watch it. It happens. And I'm like, okay, fine.
Okay.
So, but that's like spoilers, you know?
Kinda, yeah. I suck.
That's awesome.
There's a lot of series that I've like watched up until the second season or like the first season, and then I'm like, I don't want to watch it anymore.
That's awesome.
Because I just get so mad. Like,
well, yeah,
it's fine.
So mad.
There's that one movie with fucking. Excuse me. Can I curse?
This is the Potty Mouth podcast.
Be
potty
yourself, mouth, Kristen.
Potty.
You gotta be free yourself.
You're right. There's this movie with Julia Roberts and, like, this really hot guy. I forget what it's called.
My Best Friend's Wedding?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That movie gets me so fucking mad.
Yes. I discovered so many things.
I was so angry. I was like, why myself. Is this real? And why is this... Why did they make it a fairy tale? Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Who decided that Cameron Diaz could play a 22-year-old?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Fuck.
Who decided that she gets to play his love of his life?
And who the hell do you think you are?
I was so heartbroken.
I could be Jell-O.
Creme brulee will never be Jell-O.
I'm so mad. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with me, because I was literally screaming at the TV, and I was like, you have got to be fucking, who wrote this? Who wrote this? But it's fine. I'm not mad about it anymore.
You're over it?
I'm not over it.
And she's like seething over there, right? Just like rolling her eyes and biting her tongue.
Movies are supposed to get you away from reality. Like, I don't want to see a movie based on how no one loves me. That's so fucked up. I already know who I love doesn't love me back.
I want to escape reality, not watch it on a 55 screen TV.
God.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, so, that was, and it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a very invested person. Yeah. So whomever is out there for me, just know that I will be invested in you.
Ooh, buckle up. Speaking of which, Kristen, does that mean you are single and prepared to mingle?
I'm
single and don't know how to mingle. I'm trying to be prepared, but how?
Get a calendar.
That's a good one. I hate you. Shit. She just read me. It's a filth.
I'm so glad it wasn't me.
That's true, though. I think I'm single. I think I will be ready to mingle. I mean, I'm ready to mingle. Let's be real. I'm lonely. And sad.
But she's got a career, so don't get in her way.
Exactly. I think once I'm, like, organized and, like, have my life together, it'll fall in place for me. But I think because I'm so unorganized and so not together, I just want love.
Yeah. We don't have to be organized to have love.
No.
Because even if you did get organized, once you did get love, oh my God, it would just throw everything around anyway.
That's true.
It would just get re-messed up. Yeah.
That is accurate.
It totally would. It totally does. You're like, oh yeah, everything's in place. I've got my routines. Mm-hmm. And then along comes Mr. Semi-right.
Mr. Duchovny.
What's his name? The actor from My Best Friend's Wedding?
Sexy.
Yeah.
Mr. Sexy. Something McDermott.
Well, he's actually huge. He's in Shameless for a whole season.
Oh, he's so freaking hot.
He is. But, like, I saw him in that for, like, since a long time. I hadn't seen him in anything, really. And I was like, wow, it's been a while.
He's still really hot.
Yes, yes, he is. Oh, my God. He's like, hello, Poppy. What up? Yeah,
are you still?
He's got that like lip thing.
Oh, oh my god, his scar. Oh, god.
And his voice too. There's something about his voice.
It's Jules. Like, hey,
Jules.
Oh my
Jules.
God.
Stop it.
Carla saying it. We're like, yes.
Oh my god. Why did you have to be so wonderful?
Yeah, Dermot Mulroney.
Dermot. His name is Dermot?
Dermay Mulroney.
Dermot.
Dermot.
I mean,
Dermot.
Oh.
Dermot.
Can you imagine? Dermot. Oh, Dermot.
No.
That doesn't work for me.
No. Where's the thing where it says how to pronounce his name?
It's probably Dermot.
Dermot Mulroney.
If it's French, it's Dermot.
Oh my god, he's so fucking hot. Oh my god.
He is.
Oh my god.
How old is he? Like 50?
Yeah, he's a little old now, but his prime was in My Best Friend's Wedding. And
hell yeah.
Wow, he was. I'm about to watch that. He was in Friends.
What?
He was in Friends.
Who would he play in that?
I thought it was New Girl. Who did he play on Friends? No.
Yeah, he was a New Girl too. But he was on Friends.
What episode?
Let us see.
How do I not know this?
Sarah has a master's degree.
In movies?
In Friends.
Really? Oh my god, I love that.
Anything else we want to discuss? That's all I had. Questions-wise, is there anything else you want to say? Anything about your shows you want to promote or you in general?
I promote me. I'm currently looking for a place of work.
Yeah.
So if you have any, if you have any suggestions or your job is hiring, find me on Facebook.
What kind of jobs are you interested in?
Anything. I'm dying. No, I do have like a lot of interviews that I've had, and I'm just hoping I get one of them because I'm just really sad. You know, I'm not sad. I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I'm never sad. I'm a comedian. I'm always happy.
Check out your comedian friends. They're not okay.
They're not okay.
They're making jokes.
So accurate. No. Also, you know, I just if you're friends with me, hold me accountable. If I say I'm gonna hang out, and if I don't abide to my New Year's resolution, just stab me in the back. I meant neck, but
my neck.
Carla hates that song. I love it.
Hate the word pussy. I hate the way it sounds.
Yeah,
God,
me too. I don't know why.
I cringe. Pussy.
Soundbite.
It sounds so bad. I love the word cunt though.
See, crazy. A lot of people hate it,
which makes it's just like a nice.
Yeah,
very short to the point.
It's like fuck
you.
Yeah, my pussy. I'm like, I can't even say.
It sounds French to me, like very exotic.
What do you think about the word moist?
I don't care for it. I don't understand how people hate that.
Neither do I.
I mean, I can see why. I think it's
moist.
Because of what it means. Yeah,
moist,
what people might think of when they hear moist.
A wet pussy.
I hate you for that.
And with that,
I'm signing off.
We'll wrap it up. It has been such a flippin' pleasure. What am I saying? It's been such a fucking pleasure.
Yeah.
Kristen.
Be free yourself.
Free yourself.
Kristen, you can find her at what's your handle?
KRI at Chris10 Aviles.
And it's with a K.
Yeah. So, like, spell my name Kristen, KRISTEN, but change the 10 to 10. Mm-hmm. Aviles.
And then you add a 3 and carry the 2.
Yeah. She's super hilarious and adorable and beautiful and just
fucking awesome.
You wanna
want
to be her friend.
Like, yes. Yeah.
Be
and
my
if
friend.
You don't, but just, like, go fuck off.
If you don't, it's fine. Join my fan page.
Yeah, that's right. And also hire her because she's just fun, and I wish I could work with her, but I'm pretty sure it would ruin our friendship.
We work with each other now, and like show wise.
I know. But
that's
like,
why she knows it would ruin the friendship.
Hey, that's fun stuff.
Attacked.
I'm totally kidding you guys. Oh my god, no.
I mean, like in an office.
Okay.
I feel like I don't know. I just want to be like.
hey, so how's your day at work?
I know!
Like cubicle buddies and like yes! IM each other and be like, yes!
So what do you want to do for lunch today? Do you think we should like leave early and go get martinis?
Did you hear
happy
Jeff?
Hour? Yeah. Jeff and Lisa are totally hooking up.
I caught them in the supply closet.
Find us at Potty Mouth Poopcast. The Potty Mouth Poopcast, sorry. Email us, pottymouthpoopcast@gmail.com. Listen to us on Stitcher, Google, Play, iTunes. What's the use of having a stupid script?
Google.
Play.
Oh my god. I farted.
Good, because I have to pee.
I don't know if it's going to smell or not.
I love how she just leaves in the middle of our podcast. We're still... But anyway.
Bye.
Don't breathe. Ouch. Oh my god, look,
he's very beautiful.
Oh my god. Whose penis is that? Who sent you this? Is that him?
A lot.
Ew, no.
What? Gross. I want to show Carla.
That thing's
huge.
You're
going to stay right here.
Oh my god.
Another poop picture?
No, but it is the dick bomb.
Why? Did you plan this out?
No, I literally just opened my Snapchat.
Yeah. Oh, someone sent you that on Snapchat? Jesus Christ!
So, it's
do
a
these
story.
People just like want you to like reply to this? That happens, right? People just send you random dick pics, so you don't know who that is, right?
Have you ever sent them someone else's dick pic?
No.
Because I'm sure they would love that.
I saw that thing. It was awesome. Where the girl just started sending him dick pics.
Yeah.
And he hated awesome. It. He hated
That's
it.
So bad.
But, like, she kept on going, what? Yep. You don't like it?
Mm-hmm.
But you wanted this.
Yes.
But you want unsolicited dick pics.
Exactly. So let's sign off.
Oh, yes.
Signing off.
Because he just ran off to piss.
I'm sorry. I thought
at least it wasn't in a blender bottle, so.
Should we Should we thank Kristen again or
Absolutely.
What? Kristen Abulas, thank you so much for being on the Potty Mouth Poopcast. Yeah. I love you so much. You're amazing and
it was
good luck. And I can't wait to be friends with you for like ever.
Yes, and we will see you in all the shows.
Thank you guys for having me. This was so much fun. I've never done this kind of thing and I was so nervous.
So cute. with three bathrooms, so
there's three
you're in a good place.
Oh, you're right. That's so true. I told you, I don't nervous poop. I just sit there.
That's right.
Fidget.
Something come out.
Come out. Okay.
All right, cool. Have a shitty week.
Have a shitty week.
Have a shitty week.
Yay.
I like that.
Have a shitty week.